Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This episode is brought to you by Undeniably Dairy. Did you know some cows might be snacking on seaweed? Dairy farmers are researching potential nutritional changes to their cows' diet to help reduce methane emissions. Additional research and innovation are helping them save water and spend less energy on every glass of milk. To learn more about what dairy farmers are doing to make their farms more sustainable, visit usdairy.com.
Hey everyone, welcome to Skim. I'm Scott.
And I'm Kim.
And Carter joins us today.
I'm Carter.
Hi, Carter.
Hi.
We're sitting around a table having ramen. Homemade.
Sort of. Just
where'd the noodles come from?
Just the Asian market where I pick them up.
So it's not from a previous package of ramen?
Correct.
It's noodles on their own. Oh, that little piece of chicken flew out. Okay, anyway, I'm not eating it. Anyway. Nothing people like more than the sound of people eating food in their ear while they listen to a podcast. We thought, why not have lunch together? Let me burp a little.
Oh, my.
Sorry. So in here is asparagus. How'd you cook it?
So I like to boil mine a little bit.
Yeah.
Just till you smell it. I know that sounds weird, but when you smell it, it's kind of cooked through. And then I dump out the water and saute it in a pan with some salt, some butter, a little pepper.
Turn into a cooking show. I like it.
Carter has. Yeah, we always talk about food.
I don't listen to you guys. Really should listen to our show, Carter.
Rude.
I'm sorry. I have a lot of other things to listen to.
Carter has eggs. Do I have avocado?
Mm-hmm. Well, okay. You do.
On there. Tomatoes, cherry tomatoes, which I hate.
They're delicious.
You can't do it. I don't know why I don't like them. I just don't.
We picked our co-op box up today, and that had the asparagus and the tomatoes and some eggs in it. So.
Mine has a generous helping of stinky kimchi on top.
Yeah. It's just kimchi.
Look at it. So good.
Stinky seems to fit, Mom.
It's pretty stinky.
True.
But it's the kind of, it's funny, I've gotten used to kimchi to the point where I was telling you guys earlier, the smell of kimchi makes me hungry.
Makes your mouth water?
Yeah, it makes me get excited about food. That's weird.
That's weird.
When I was growing up, the smell of it made me think my brother was dying.
I think it just depends on what you like.
Yeah.
Because there are things you...
I like kimchi,
but
the
smell
is
not
good
to me. That's true. The smell is not good.
Well, name something that smells bad that makes you hungry.
Can you think of anything?
Yeah. You have anything that's like, oh boy, a rutabaga soaked in pig urine sure gets me going.
I'd say pickled things. I love pickled things. And they don't necessarily, a lot of people don't like, if they don't like pickles, they don't like the smell of pickles.
That's true. I like pickled things also. But when I was a kid, kids don't like pickles except good old-fashioned, boring, freaking dill pickles.
I don't know, I feel like, I might be wrong, but as kids, we ate a lot of weirder stuff. But we ate, like, pickled,
you didn't love pickled beets until you were a little older.
I don't think you ate a lot of pickled things.
I don't think any of us did, really.
Well, that's my point. Kids just are put off by tastes that are like extreme.
Damn it.
I know.
I mean, darn it.
Gosh dang it, Carter. Listen to you swearing on the
I dropped an egg
podcast. We're going to mark this mature. There goes our adult rating. Because you said, damn it.
There goes our adult rating. Yep.
Out or whatever it's called.
Kids only.
Well, they have that on podcasts. It's called... Not explicit warning. Apple has one on the podcast.
Parental something.
No. Explicit tag. That's it. Explicit tag.
I don't even know.
So now we have to add an explicit tag because Carter's here ruining the show.
You said it too.
Mm. So Carter...
Right now the whole kitchen just smells like applesauce.
Oh yeah, Kim made out. Can we talk about that?
Yeah.
Kim got a bunch of apples. Where'd you get the apples?
Just at a farm stand.
At a farm, so probably grown here.
Yeah, some Jonna Gold apples.
Okay, are those good?
Mm-hmm.
How are they as just apples? Like, are they like...
Good,
because you know I like those golden...
You like really...
Animal crisp.
You like
the
honey crisp. Honey crisp.
Animal crisp.
You like the really solid apples. I don't like anything too soft. And these were a little softer.
Yeah.
Which works for applesauce because they actually cook down faster. But
when I was younger, I hated it because it was just fruit mush and it was terrible. But I think it's because we only ever had store-bought. And it always just was a weird texture and super processed and all that.
Applesauce. Oh, the applesauce?
Applesauce.
Yeah.
But what you made yesterday?
You like it?
It's good, dude. Partly because there's you put a little cinnamon in there.
I did. I got a Vietnamese cinnamon. I got Penzies and I put some in there. Really strong. So I don't know what people are doing out here.
Sorry, there's construction of some sort.
It's literally a man on his balcony.
Oh, a guy on his balcony doing
cutting
stuff.
Cutting things with like a, what are those tables called?
Table saw.
Yeah.
What are those tables with saws on them?
You know that thing that's a saw, but it's also a table?
What are they called?
Oh my gosh.
Anyway.
That's hilarious. Anyway.
So the point is.
I made applesauce yesterday.
Applesauce, and it's all bottled up and ready to roll.
Check my Instagram.
Instagrams. That's where Kim takes pictures of her legs in the 1930s. My Instagrams,
Facebook,
hey?
I put a picture of my applesauce. My jarred applesauce.
What are you on Instagram?
Geek food.
Geek food?
G-E-E-K
food. F-O-O-D. Look it up.
You probably also search Kim Johnson. I think you come up.
Yeah.
Probably.
Mine's weird. You have to search for...
Actual Scott?
Well, because there's too many Scott Johnsons.
Oh my gosh, seriously, there are so
and
many.
Some of them are like really good artists. So like the Scott Johnson that works for Marvel in DC, and he does back and forth stuff. Right now, Marvel, he's amazing. I think he's like my age, white, Scandinavian looking guy like me.
Basic
looks like me.
Name. It's just you.
It's basically me, except he's like Howard Porter level comic artist, like really good.
Cool.
I am nothing like that. I'm nowhere near as good as those guys, but...
Whatever.
It's true, you know it.
It's different art.
It is different art. Anyway, so the point is... What was my point in bringing all that up?
Geek food. The house smells funny.
Oh, the house smells like a weird combination of kimchi, bottled applesauce, and...
And new dog.
Oh, let's talk about the new dog.
The nude dog?
The nude dog.
Yes.
This dog wears no pants. No, Carter, we talked about it last week, I think, but Carter's new puppy,
Ripley,
Ellen Ripley,
yeah,
is currently in her kennel, but a moment ago was in the backyard taking a dump, right when I needed her to. It was great. But she's growing very fast. Like
she
in a week, she's already gotten bigger, and she's full Weimaraner destiny, right?
Yeah. I mean, we don't know what she is, but...
I feel like she's bigger. She stands taller. When we first got her,
that's
she was very scared of everything. And
she's very submissive. Her ears were flat. Her tail was tucked.
She kind of...
Just kind of how rescue dogs are.
Yeah. But now she just walks around like she owns the place. It's awesome.
And her and Jim Raynor, the female dog, were wrestling today. And
they were on whole names here.
They're freaks.
Yeah. And it sounds worse than it is. Like, when they fight, the sounds of it are worse than the actual fight.
Yeah. She's kind of a slobbery dog, though, Ripley is, so Raynor will come away from their playing with just slobber all the way down her. Her fur is matted with, like, spit.
So let me tell you a story about Carter.
Oh, boy.
Her whole life... No, this is fine. Her whole life, she's had a thing with animals, way more than the other kids. To the point that she's like the other day we saved a wolf spider covered in baby spiders.
Excuse me, I saved a wolf spider.
Yeah, you did. I mean,
I wanted nothing to do.
Yeah, mom was ready to commit mass
genocide over
baby
there.
Baby side.
Baby spider.
Oh my
spider
gosh.
Side.
Stop it.
Spider cider.
Ew.
You don't want spider cider.
No. It's like snake oil.
But Carter took the snake, the spider, the spider covered in little tiny babies, hundreds of them or whatever it was, and let him go way over there. Mm-hmm. So that's just her. If you ever threaten to like hurt, not threaten, but if you're ever like, oh, you're going to hurt spiders. Any animal at all, I'm going to get you a spider.
No, don't. Please.
Except bees. You don't like bees.
No, I like bees. I just don't want them on me. It's the same
she
with
wants
spiders.
To have a like, hive one day.
Yeah, I
want
to own
she
bees
just doesn't
one day.
Want them crawling all over her.
All I'm saying is if there is an afterlife where there's a lot of judgment about how we treated animals, Carter will get blue
Carter
ribbon.
Will be on front row, yep. Saving us a spot. Just
I don't know if we'll get a spot. You killed a lot of spiders.
Holding a seat for me. Yeah.
Mom
I saved
doesn't
a spot
kill
for
them.
You.
She just orders others to kill them.
True. This is true. I don't like to sound
but
mean.
The only ones you'll be accountable for are the millions of little microbic-sized stuff that you kill every day without knowing it. Like right now, my elbow just killed something.
I don't think you can be held accountable for that.
Yeah,
for
I don't existence. Think you I don't think you should be.
For right? existing, yeah.
So in the great bug ever. Tribunal that we all have to sit at, Carter's going to have the best score because she will always err on the side of you know, that
saving
rat should live, that snake
it's
should go.
It's not that I'm not scared of, like, spiders, for example. I'm not, I was terrified of picking that spider up. I was like, it's going to crawl on me and murder me and its
but
little
your
babies
respect,
are going to eat my corpse.
Your respect for its life.
But I can't kill something just because I'm scared of it. Mm-hmm. It doesn't seem fair.
That seems like maybe the cause of war.
That's,
right?
I guess, possible.
Killing things we're scared of?
Sure.
Yeah. Like, why else do True. We, why does man fight man because they're mad at something like oh you're different
you tweeted something I didn't
you're
like.
Not the you're not the what's the word you're not the religion we are so rah well, it's our right to shoot
so,
you
rah
I
like that
this is how all wars start is just that conversation
rah
that's
when you know it's too late and everyone's screwed. But you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then they won't back down. In your case, you're like, no, life first. Let the spider live.
No, let the spider live.
It was here before us.
You need to make sure. Let the spiders live. Let the spiders
likely,
live.
Now here's what's great. Likely that mother's dead now and is feeding those babies.
Actually,
no,
I might have
gosh,
up on
we're
it.
Eating.
Those kinds
no,
of spiders don't do that.
Oh.
Wolf spiders?
Mm-hmm.
How do you know this?
I read. She reads things.
I don't know if that's true.
I looked it up because I was thinking the same thing because I've watched Charlotte's Web.
Where'd you get on spiderwiki.com or where
sure,
was this?
I'll look it up for you, but basically said, I don't remember exactly what it said, but it was like,
spiderpedia.com. All spider facts. Organized.
Just look it up on the web. What are you talking about?
Oh. Google, you mean?
No. The web.
Oh. The web. Oh, I get it.
The web.
Wow. Look who's making dad jokes now.
Slow today, huh?
I'm
the dad jokes.
It's because I'm enjoying this ramen.
It turned out good.
It's very good. This is a good lunch. Anyway.
Ooh, okay, so here we go.
All right.
I looked it
here
up.
We go.
We're going to learn about Carter spiders on this episode. For my guest appearance. Apparently, which we were kind of right about those little babies. They were there. It had a ton of babies on its back, but they didn't quite look like eggs.
No.
Turns out that little baby spiders will latch onto their mom's back after they hatch. To like avoid danger, they'll like hold on.
They were just sitting there on the
back. Yeah, they were just
which
sitting there.
Holy moly!
Which
I'm glad
when
I didn't
caught
look that closely.
It, a couple of them kind of came off.
Ew!
When she was freaking out.
Yeah.
Ew!
A couple of the dumber ones. Oh, you know, gosh. You have that big of a brood. You got a couple of dummies.
Yeah.
Little Jasper and Ding Dong on the end of the
I'm
tail.
I'm having
there.
A hard time just hearing about it. Just.
You can't
skin
do spiders.
I don't do spiders at all.
Oh, I know.
At
you know what actually is the bug that I still won't kill, but
wait,
I
wait, you didn't tell me
scare.
If you found your facts.
I did. It's basically they either leave the babies or they will feed them this kind of, it's like milk, I guess.
Ew.
Which is just gross.
Spider milk?
Yeah.
Blah. They have little
spider
teats?
Milk. Yeah. Little spider teats.
Spider teats.
Ew.
Does whatever a spider
teat does.
Teat does.
Anyway.
Anyway.
What was I saying? Oh, the one bug that I won't kill, but they bother me a lot.
What's that?
Is ants.
Oh, why?
When I was a kid, me and my cousin, Lexi, we dug up an ant hill in our backyard.
Yeah.
And, like, that was just enough to really freak me out.
Why?
I think you got some red ant bites
I got red ant
Mississippi
bites
when we were down there.
Yeah, when we were little. And I hated that. But then we also,
they're awful.
Me and the same cousin got a ant farm, and the ants figured out a way to escape.
And that was enough to freak
and
you out.
It was horrible and terrible, and we threw that thing across her yard and never talked about it again.
Yes, they got out in her room.
Oh, yeah. They escaped. Like, they figured out, so there's a
your
cap.
Your room or
no,
Lexi's room?
Lexi's. But there's a cap on the end of the ant farm where you put food, and they, like, pushed it out.
Oh, my gosh. They worked together.
They worked together, and it was terrifying, and so I don't love ants.
Like, these teeny tiny things can move really big things. You're like, okay, that's it. I'm done.
Okay, well, I'm not a huge fan either, but, like, the little black ones, they don't hurt anybody.
They still,
like she said, she won't kill them. She just doesn't like them.
It's the red biter ones or the big, huge ones in that Indiana Jones movie we don't speak about.
I haven't seen that.
Crystal Skull. You went with us.
I've never seen it.
You never need to see it.
I don't think I do, but I have not seen it.
If you do ever see it, I mean, it might be worth it just so you can just enjoy the bad, because it's bad. But not in a good way. It's,
enjoy the bad, but not in a good way.
It's such a bummer. It's such an important series, and it's just so... You have all the right people.
Yeah.
Didn't work out.
You had all the actors back. Spielberg directing. George Lucas writing. Just like the old days. It's like, perfect. Nope.
Nope.
Garbage.
Never mind.
Too bad.
Yeah, hot it wasn't garbage. Anyway.
Anyway.
What else is going on?
I don't know. Nick took Boomer home.
Oh, yeah.
To his home.
So we don't have a third dog now.
Right.
We're back
to
two.
We only have two.
Yeah, but that means we can play... They have to play zone defense. The dogs do. No more man to man.
Except that half the time I'm the only one here. And so I'm...
Oh, let me ask a young person.
Well, you say you're the only one here. Dad never really leaves and goes anywhere.
I mean,
here,
available to...
To take care
of the dogs.
Yes.
Gotcha.
I'm here. What are you guys talking about?
But you're not just available
just
to
that.
Grab a dog.
Oh. Okay, but hold on. Anyway. What were we saying?
Asking a young person.
A young person like you. 23, your world, your entire life ahead of you.
23 is me.
It is you. 23 and you. Wait, that doesn't rhyme. I'll be 22 and you.
22 and you, 23 and me.
24 in the horror.
All right. Oh my gosh.
You're gonna choke.
Don't choke.
Oh, your kimchi is making my nose water.
Really? It's not doing anything to me, and I'm eating it.
Stuffed up from it.
Okay. What was I going
to
say?
Speaking to a young person.
A young person like you.
Third time around.
How do you feel about Halloween in COVID times? And I don't mean like, are you pro or against people going door to door or any of that. I don't mean that. But just the feel of the holiday. Is this going to bum you out? Because we like Halloween here. We're fans.
Yes.
We like the tone of it and the vibe and the fall.
I'm weird, I think.
Okay, tell me.
Because I'm a huge introvert and kind of hate going out on Halloween generally.
Really? You loved it when you were a kid.
Oh, yeah. Because
you're a kid
and
you get
candy. I don't love Halloween parties. I don't love... There's always weirdos on campus during Halloween.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Halloween's not my holiday in so much as, like, the actual, like, people aspect of it. So I'm actually really excited for this year because I have... no reason to have to tell people like, oh no, sorry, I'm doing something else. I can literally stay home and watch movies guilt-free.
You want to do like, let's watch scary movies. Not too scary.
Scary is like Coraline levels for me because I can't watch like horror movies.
You don't want to see Heredity?
Hereditary? Heredity?
You've even said that was one of your worst
scariest
movies.
Oh my gosh,
movies,
it scared
so
that crap out of me. To this day, it's not even that old. It came out like 2017 or something, but it gives me the willy bajillies.
All right.
Just thinking about it, it's so good. And it's so well acted is part of the problem.
You're
it's got great,
it.
Like Toni Collette's
Carter
in it.
Carter will not be watching that movie.
Toni Collette is an amazing actress. She's great in everything she ever does, and she owns this. And she's so good that it just makes it worse. Because it's already
so
scary,
good.
And then you have an amazing actress and actors. Like, they're all great, and they sell it.
I've heard amazing things. Man. I refuse to watch it.
But it's the kind of thing where that filmmaker now has made two movies that left me completely wrecked. That and Midsommar. And now I want to see anything he does, because no one else can do that to me. Everything else is stupid. Yep. Like, horror movies are dumb.
I will watch old horror movies. I love old horror.
Okay,
like,
so we'll
black
watch,
and whites.
Let's watch, what, like the old
like Nosferatu
thing. Oh, Nosferatu, really?
Yeah.
Silent film.
Yeah.
What if we watch the movie about
that guy?
Actually
quite frightening.
What if we watch the movie that's about that, that making that?
Really?
It's called Nosferatu, and it's a, who played Green Goblin in the Star,
The Star Wars?
The bad Spider-Mans. they're bad now, but...
Spider-Man 1 and 3,
2
through
3? 1 through 3.
Oh, James Franco?
No, his dad. He played his dad. I can't think of his name. Willem Dafoe.
Ah.
Willem Dafoe plays the Nosferatu guy, and it's crazy. All right. Crazy.
But I love, like, Night of the Living Dead. It's a fun movie.
Really?
Yeah,
you hate zombies.
Yeah, but that's the only zombie movie I can watch. That and, like, Paranorman.
Warm Bodies was fun. It was nice.
I never saw Warm Bodies.
It was a zombie becoming less zombie and more human.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen stuff about it.
Sweet.
I never watched
and
it.
And Nux is in it, so.
Yes.
Let's just watch Fury Road and do the black and white version, which is a little scary.
There we go.
All right, watching Black and Chrome or whatever the heck it's called.
It is Black and Chrome.
Yeah, Black and Chrome. Mad Max Fury Road, the greatest film ever made. All right, we'll do that.
I'll play scary games, but...
I see. That's where I struggle.
And
scary.
He struggles with that because he screams like a girl. Because
it's interactive.
And it's so loud.
Something about the interactivity actually helps me because I can like.
You control it.
Yeah.
See, it's different for me because when I watch a movie, I know there's just it's all fake and it's happening, and I can just sit back and let it happen, and I know there's nothing I can do. So there's kind of a weird like giving up control when I watch a scary movie, and that doesn't bother me at all. When I'm playing. I know I am directly involved in how this is going to go and turn out. And also when I'm scared and panicky, I know that I play poorly. And so I'm going to have to redo a bunch of stuff and I'm going to die a bunch.
So you're scared of having to redo it all too.
You guys have heard me scream.
I mean,
oh
my gosh.
It's,
I scream and I freak out.
Crazy.
But it's more fun for me than a horror movie.
So maybe we'll play a scary game and you can stream it with me and
there you go.
Keep me from saying the worst swear words.
Yeah, you guys should do that through the month of October.
I like this idea.
Stream that during the month of October.
I've been thinking about streaming Half-Life Alyx because it's supposed to be...
As long as
well,
it's not like horrifically
it
gory, I can't
it's
do
it's not
like,
gory, it's just scary.
Okay.
Or, you know, moments of... you know.
Like, Outlast has some moments where I was like, I can't, this is gross.
Outlast is a foul. That's
gross.
A foul game.
No, it's not even that scary, it's just grody.
It's just super culty and sacrificial. And
yeah, not my big...
It's
yeah.
good, though. I mean,
it's
for
gross.
What it's meant to be, it does its job.
I didn't like it.
All right.
I mean,
but
it,
I don't
yeah,
love it.
It did do its job.
But games like Resident Evil are campy and kind of goofy, and they're gross, but in a like anime way.
Could be fun to find some more indie horror games.
The one I always hear that will leave me in shatters or shambles.
Shatters.
Is called.
Emphasis on the first part
tatters.
Of that word.
I forgot the name of it. I played their space game follow up, and it was also scary. But this one's supposed to be just. You want to just go curl up in a hallway and just never leave.
Sorry, right. Mom. You have no interest in this
conversation. I have no interest in this conversation.
I'd pay money to watch her play one.
I would, too.
Oh, my
but
gosh,
but also,
dude.
I don't think we could be in the same room because she would kill us.
Well, because we'd be saying, no, push that,
yeah.
push the...
Mom's,
oh, my
crazy.
Gosh,
she
would drive
mad.
Me crazy.
Yeah, Mom gets mad. Me and Mom, let me tell you the closest game. I've ever felt.
There's your show for you. Show name. Mom Gets Mad.
Gets
mad.
Ooh, that's a good one.
That's not bad. Mom and I used to... okay, so the only time I've ever felt like I knew what it felt like to be a couple that truly were having a bad time and maybe heading towards some problems was when Mom and I would play competitive Bust a Move.
Oh.
Which was this... Bubble bobble game where
yeah,
these
yeah.
bubbles
no
come up.
Actual problem.
I know, but I've never seen you so mad.
I used
you
to
were
get
so
pissed playing that.
If I would
I've
win,
only watched you.
And then she'd get mad if she thought I was letting her win.
Was it
Towerfall? Oh yeah, totally.
Yeah.
So we played.
I think so.
I think it was Towerfall. It was the first time Mom agreed to play a video game with us, and we were so excited. I've never seen
I've
her
played
so
games
angry.
Before.
Not with us.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, and you guys
not competitive. Yeah,
you guys played with each other, and I was like, okay, go play your video.
Here's the funny thing.
So
this is not about Mom. It's not about whether she likes games or is good at them or any of that. All of that is not true. It all comes down to your competitive nature.
Yes, mm-hmm. That's
you're
true.
Very competitive. Like, this doesn't happen anymore, but it used to be if we had a family gathering, Aunt Kim and Uncle Ken, as soon as things started, it became a war of who was going to start a water fight first. And it would go the whole weekend like that. Mom would be sneaking around with a bag full of water or whatever.
A bag full of water?
And then Ken would get her back. And then they would be back and forth. And then before it became All Out War, and I just remember going, my gosh, she always freaking starts it. You always started it.
Mom's the rebellious one.
She is the rebellious one. She's the rebel in the family, even though everyone thinks that she's all sweet and everything.
This is the woman that pierced my ear.
Like, just because everybody thinks that she's all sweet and everything.
I'm going to say
I am.
That's something that happened. You pierced my ear.
Just
I did. Well, let's see how it's good looking. Can I flick it?
Don't flick it.
Gosh, weirdo.
Hold on. How come there are three? There was only one when I saw the last.
Because I put in the other
There's
two.
One new one.
I had two piercings in one. Well, technically four piercings in one ear and one in the other. And she put a third in
the lineup.
Her, I guess the...
And Carter calls her left...
Fifth in the lineup.
She calls her left ear her rebellious ear.
Yes. Well, I have five piercings and a tattoo behind that ear.
Yeah, but on this side, it's
the
one...
The right ear is just one piercing.
Yeah, you're like Two-Face. You're Harvey Dent.
Right down the middle.
Where's Harvey Dent? She's living right here.
Right over here.
You should flip a coin and make bad decisions. Shall I kill this wolf spider? Fling. Heads, you win this time, spider.
Kill the pirate.
Yeah, she has a double-headed.
Head. Kill it with the coin. Just snap it at it.
Hey, by the way, fun note about coins.
Oh my gosh.
When my dad was young, all over the place. His nickels, when they had nickels,
yeah.
were...
When they had nickels?
Was a buffalo. Well, we have nickels now.
Yeah.
They had a version of the nickel that on one side was a buffalo, and on the other side was a Native American. Or as they would say
they would
in the 70s, Indians. Okay?
Aww.
And my dad would say, he'd give us allowance. He says, all right, I want you guys to save this, and I want you to pinch those nickels so hard the Indian rides the buffalo. That's what he'd say.
Wow.
Isn't that dumb?
It is dumb.
But now you can't do it because it's like...
70s phrase.
Pinch that till... Eisenhower rides the building. I don't know what it is on the back. Like, it doesn't work as good.
I like that, though.
I don't even know who's on the nickel.
Who is on the nickel?
I don't have a nickel.
Find out
know.
Who's on the nickel.
I'm going to
find out, Carter.
Because it's no longer a Native. You drank my whole can of
Dr.
Pepper.
I did not drink your whole can. I had a sip. You only had a little bit left. You're going to survive this, I swear.
Am I going to make it? I don't know. I don't feel like I might make it.
You stand there staring at your can.
Thomas Jefferson.
Jefferson's on there?
Jefferson
He's also on paper money.
Well, Lincoln has the penny and the five.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I always think, in my head, I always think they don't double up, but I guess they do. So wait a minute. What's on the back of the nickel right now?
At the very moment.
It's like wheat or something. Pinch it till Jefferson rides the wheat.
Ew. Look at the new one.
Whoa.
They turned him to like a
three-quarters
view.
He was like this and then went...
He just like looked over like, what?
I don't like that.
Excuse me?
I had many slaves, he says.
I can't search Nickelback.
Hey, that's mom's.
No one knows what's on the back.
Look at this photograph. Hold on. Mom, do you know mom's related to him? To the nickel guy?
The Monticello, large building that Jefferson designed and built for himself.
Yeah, he always hung out there.
Okay.
That's like Trump and his thing in Mar-a-Lago, but for him it was his thing he would escape to. Every president has like their thing to escape to, like their favorite thing. Obama loved to golf in Hawaii, because he was born in Hawaii, go back to Hawaii. Bush loved to go to his ranch in Texas.
Right.
They all have vacation homes.
We get it.
Cheney had a house, or had a sprawling ranch up in Wyoming.
Done it, Jess.
But anyway, my point is, what was my point?
I don't know.
Nickels.
Oh, nickels. No. Mom's related to him.
Yes, and you're
Jefferson?
Related to way down the line, Lincoln. And you're related to Lincoln.
So she's related to Jefferson and one of Jefferson's slaves.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah, because that's where she gets the skin, this olivey skin. She gets like 1/16th African American.
Just pinched my cheeks. What was that about?
So part of me's like,
my face.
There's a really funny SNL skit about that, where it's all of the black cast members who are like, I found out I'm related to Jefferson, President Jefferson. Like, they are all saying it, and they're all, it's...
Well, there is,
it's a little bit funny.
It is pretty funny.
It's a little bit funny.
But
I
it's
like
also,
that,
you know, it's not a great origin.
No.
For a lot of problems in this country. However,
yes.
I'm glad mom exists, and I'm glad she doesn't burn like I do. She has great skin. Look
it
at her pigment.
Like you're a witch.
I know.
Glad she doesn't burn like I do.
I don't sunburn.
Does she float?
Like
she's a witch. She's a witch.
All right, well, we probably have done all we can do here. All the damage is done.
All the damage is done.
If you guys have any feelings or thoughts, no email since last show that I know of. I haven't actually
looked.
Is this
how these
looked.
Shows always go?
No, they're usually pretty random.
Pretty random.
Let me actually just check for a quick email. Make sure I didn't not do it. Because it's possible I missed it.
Hold on. We'll be back next week.
Yeah, we'll be back.
You'll be back. I won't be back. Unless you want me back.
Always fun having you.
Oh, we did have one, hon.
Okay.
I'm reading it now.
Okay.
Hi, Scott and Kim. I'm really enjoying Skim, and I had a question, a few suggestions for Kim. A while back, Scott mentioned that Kim was making Mississippi po' boys, and I was wondering if there is a difference between Mississippi and Louisiana po' boys. As for, okay, answer that first. Is there a difference?
Not really, no.
As far as you know, no difference.
Not really.
Okay.
I mean, it's they were the same one. Po' boys.
Yeah, just... I've had them in New Orleans, and I've had them in Mississippi, and to me, they were the same freaking thing.
It's like Utah fried for your potatoes versus Idaho for your potatoes. Yeah.
But it depends on, I mean, it's all just made a southern Idaho thing, but in different places, you have different stuff inside them. Some people do a roast beef po' boys, and then these ones we made were fried shrimp. Yep. But I've had fried oyster po' boys.
Do you think fully dressed means different things different places?
I assume that it's always just means everything on it.
Yeah.
Because when you go down to Louisiana or Mississippi, they ask if you want it dressed.
But do you think that, like, everything is different?
Maybe.
Because I know mayo and tomato and lettuce is dressed where we went.
Oh, that sounds so good.
I think some places, though, dressed could mean coleslaw.
If you haven't had everything on there. Bottom line is if you haven't had a proper shrimp po' boy from the south, you're living a boring, unfulfilling life. All right.
Wow. Here's quite the statement there, babe.
Here's the suggestion.
Alienating people.
since Kim is enjoying Haven, I think she might also like Warehouse 13 and Eureka. Well, she watched Eureka.
I did watch Eureka.
All the way.
I loved it.
In fact, the Eureka guy guest starred on Haven.
Yep.
They are originally sci-fi shows and were lots of fun to watch. Warehouse 13 is streaming on Peacock. And Eureka is on both Peacock and Amazon Prime. Also, I'm watching Coroner on the CW, and it's interesting. I'm not sure if it's something Kim would like, but it might be worth a watch for a couple episodes. Anyway, like I said, I'm enjoying Skim and hope for more episodes. Scott should have put Kim on a show a long time ago. She's great. Thomas from Missouri.
Oh, that's so nice.
Thanks, Thomas from Missouri.
Missouri.
I really appreciate that because we have a lot of fun on the show, but I will try Warehouse 13. Is that what you
Warehouse
said?
13. I remember that's the next show one in my memory that it was
like
good.
Show.
I haven't seen it.
It was kind of like, you know, anomalies, and they would keep them in this warehouse. You know how like Indiana Jones puts the Ark of the Covenant in that big warehouse? It's like that warehouse full of anomalies.
Like
and
Area 51.
They get out of the packaging.
I don't remember how they worked it.
Right.
But
out
I remember the
packaging.
I just remember that guy from
Amazon package.
Do you remember Star Trek Next Generation?
They got
the guy
out.
That was collecting weird space artifacts, and one of them he wanted was Data. He wanted to collect Data and have him as part of his.
Yeah, basically the collector in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Kinda. You know that guy though?
Yeah.
He's the guy that's like in charge of Warehouse 13.
Okay.
That actor.
All right. Yeah. Okay. Thomas, I will check it out next because I'm almost done with Hayden.
Well, I'm busy watching the amazing. Never tired of it. Can't get enough. Raised by Wolves on HBO Max.
All right.
You'd like this.
I've been watching King of the Hill for the 300th time in my life.
Carter is the queen of comfort television.
It is comfort television.
There's nothing wrong with that.
These days,
Nick's watching comfort television. Nick's watching back-to-back episodes over again of Taxi again. He's seen the whole series twice now, and he loves it.
I was watching the Dick Van Dyke Show the other day.
His favorite TV shows... Yeah. Are all James Burrows productions.
Really?
Cheers. Well, first, so in chronological order, Taxi, Cheers, Frasier. Those are his three favorite TV shows.
Oh, yeah, he
does. And he's 20.
Them.
He should be all into, I don't know, what are the 20-year-olds supposed to like now?
Do you want that?
No, I don't. I'm glad that you guys have this. I'm glad you guys not only have it, but you have access to so much stuff that isn't your generation stuff. It means this stuff will live on, and you'll know the references, and you'll get it.
We only ever watch cartoons and old sitcoms. It's like...
Yeah.
All me and Nick watch.
I love that.
I love it.
I dropped food on myself.
Well, it's not the first or the last time that's happening.
Matter of time.
Anyway, it's all been very nice talking to you today. We hope that you continue to have great days your own selves. And if you have a question, an email, a comment, whatever, scott@frogpants.com is the email address to use. Make sure to follow Carter's store at Miss Carter
Art.
Art.
Sorry, Miss Carter dot art.
Miss Carter dot art. And you can find some really cool art to hang on your wall. So go do that. Follow Kim on Instagram for geek food. And you'll find all kinds of cool recipes. Not recipes, but just pictures of food.
Pictures of food. I haven't put up recipes in a while.
Yeah, it's been a bit. We should do something. I don't know what.
Carter and I have something in the
works. You guys have
We're
ideas.
Discussing.
You
We're
guys
having
have ideas.
A conversation
Carter
about
needs to edit my new weekly video game wrap-up YouTube show.
In all my spare time.
All the spare time that you have. and everything
it's
else you need.
Senior year at the University of Utah. She's a little bit busy.
Yeah, I get it. She's also on Twitter, by the way. Miss Carter
Nope.
Bean. Miss nope. Bean. Miss Carter Johnson.
Nope.
Miss... Is it Miss?
Nope. Not on Twitter.
Miss Bean.
No. Bean? I just said no
they're
Miss.
Just gonna, they're oh. just gonna keep
it's, trying. It's Carter E. Johnson, at Carter E. Johnson.
Oh, okay. There's just no consistency with all your socials.
No, because nothing is available ever.
That's a good point. All right, well, follow her there because she also posts her art there and is also pretty active on Twitter. And then everything else you need is at frogpants.com. Any final words, honey?
Have a great week.
How about you?
I have no words.
I have none either. Bye, everyone, with our no words.
Ready for breakfast, here's the table. Father, Bill, and Mabel.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.